All right, agents, brokers, pay attention. If you're watching this video, then you know that video works, clearly, because you're here. And today I'm going to talk about the kind of equipment that I use in order to produce really good, high-quality videos. So I just have, for what you see, I have a HD 1080p Logitech webcam. I think you can pick these up right now for about $79 on Amazon. And so it's a lot better than your stock camera that comes with your computer, because a lot of those, it makes me laugh because it's like, why put a camera in your, computer if it's no good? And you got to go buy this external camera, but it is what it is. So $79 Amazon, go pick one up. It's really good. And then, I have a Shure, SM7B microphone, and, it's like one of the top microphones for podcasting or doing video. And I think it's really good because it's got a dynamic range in it. So if I'm farther away, it gives me more of a realistic sound in my voice, or it can get really close and it sounds like I'm on the radio. So it just kind of depends on what kind of sound you're looking for and what look, feel you want for your videos. So I like to be like, probably 8 to 10 inches away from it, just to kind of give it a good room and feel. It's warm sounding, but yet it's less echoey. And it does come already ready with this kind of, a padding pop filter all on it already. And then I use a Tascam Mini. It's just a little interface that has software with it. And that's a Tascam Mini Studio. This one in particular actually has two microphone ports in it. So if you're going to do some in-studio type videos, you can plug in two microphones and then it interfaces by USB into the back of your computer. Outside of that, I have a Gator Frameworks tabletop stand. That's this guy right here. It's got a big heavy weight on it to keep it from bouncing around. And then the other thing too is when you're doing video, you don't wanna, have your stuff sitting on like a card table or something that's gonna bounce around, because otherwise your videos will bounce around as you talk. And you don't want to have all that shakiness, unless that's the kind of look you're going for or feel. However, you have to put a fair warning on your videos that if you have dyslexia or you have, you're prone to having seizures, you may want to put that warning out there because you can trigger people's medical conditions from all the shaking. Outside of that, that's it. The Tascam Mini Studio comes with some software where you can kind of dial in your voice a little bit better to get a better sound, get a little more bass in your voice or whatever it is that you want and the sound that you're looking for. And then I just use some basic headphones. These are some monitors that I bought on Amazon. I think I paid $79 for those. But outside of that, that's pretty much the equipment I use. So go out there, make more video, get more exposure. And if you do enough of these, then you can generate organic leads from doing enough videos. And then I do one more thing. I use a piece of software called VidIQ that helps optimize your videos with SEO content to help your videos be found. And that is it. So thanks for watching. Hope that helps. Go out there and make some more video. I'm JP Fluellen. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.